is a Wednesday. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
And it is a midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News, because today's news, remember, will be tomorrow's history. Think about that for a minute.
Already.
See? Mm-hmm. Welcome our worldwide audience congregating live in the comments section as we stream this on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story. Well, as we were talking about and why we left today, it is...
I love it.
He loves that segment. 1984 on the state movie theaters, Rhinestone came out. And if you don't remember that, there's good reason. You may have purged it. Dolly Parton, Sylvester Stallone. She loves the soundtrack. She always has. Dolly has. But it's not because of that. But Dolly is getting her own Oscar.
Oh.
She will win an honorary Academy Award. It was just announced yesterday, and this will be in a ceremony that will happen in November, November 16th, over there at Hollywood. They do this every year, and it's just honorary Oscars. But they look just like their other Oscars. So, you know what? If people come over to my house... Say, hey, what's that? That's an Oscar, and I won it. That's what
I'm doing.
Yeah, so Dolly will get that, and it'll be largely due to her philanthropic role. I mean, she's a donator of donators, and also her involvement with Hollywood over the years in numerous ways, notwithstanding the movie Rhinestone. Also getting one of these on that night will be Tom Cruise, who's been nominated for Academy Award, I think, four times. Has never won it, but he will have now the statue of gold honorarily.
Congratulations.
It'll be about his height. So congratulations to all of them.
So we should be celebrating everything icy with 95 degree predicted highs for today, but no. Instead, ice is very controversial. The View got into the discussion this week when Arnold Schwarzenegger appeared on the show. His thoughts on the matter weren't exactly what they were expecting. Arnold said it's important to remember that immigrants, our guests in America, need to act accordingly and how to act in other circumstances.
Okay, I go to America because I want to use America for the great opportunities that America has. Then you have to think about, okay, if I get all of those things from America, then I have to give something back. You have a responsibility as an immigrant to give back to America and to pay back to America and to go and do something for your community for no money whatsoever. Give something back to after-school programs, Special Olympics, or whatever.
Crowd liked it.
Make this country a better place.
And then they quickly interrupt him and say, Arnold, you're not following the script of The View.
Well, yeah, one of the ladies, I don't know who it was, but you could see him making these comments, and she's like putting her arm on his, or putting her hand, pardon me, on his arm, and it was like, she's, like, trying to explain to him, like, talk him down. Like, no. No, this is not. It's not how we do things. Mm-mm. I mean, it's not like he would know as an immigrant. For more on that, check out Cruise Night with Larry this Thursday.
Oh, boy. There you go.
I'm sure.
Get some lot of sports opinions there. This is rather shocking. If you've ever watched Food Network or any food show, you've probably seen Anne Burrell. And she passed away suddenly at the age of 55 yesterday in her New York City apartment. A 911 call, and this was an update late in the night, that reported a cardiac arrest. So Anne passing away at the age of 55. She had been hosting for like ever the worst cooks in America. So she was behind that. Got her start there on the Iron Chef series when it came to TV viewing. And she was on MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay and a bunch of other stuff. So, Anne Burrell, 55 years old. Just kind of out of nowhere, man.
So, we've got more reasons to love Jason Aldean, girls. He's got one. And lots of it. And he's sharing on a cruise ship. His line of vino called Melorosa will be soon served on the Princess Cruise Lines. It's a joint venture with his sister Cassie and her husband, Chuck Wicks. I had no idea they were brother-in-laws. Meanwhile, he's also very generous. Corey Kent opened for his tour back in 2023, the Highway Desperado Tour, and says the singer got him a Rolex. It was like a little parting gift. But Jason, just following tradition, Garth Brooks did the same for him back in the day. Got a wine, and a Rolex.
So Jason Aldean's into wine, and Luke Bryan's into peanuts. Makes sense. Speaking of Tom Cruise, words I never thought I'd say. Jeff Gordon tells Road and Track magazine that Tom Cruise has confirmed Days of Thunder 2 is in the works. So Jeff Gordon was doing an interview, and then they've known each other since, like, Days of Thunder, the original. In fact, he said, I was on set of the latest Mission Impossible recently. Went to the premiere, Jeff Gordon said. And when he saw Tom Cruise, the first words out of Tom's mouth to Jeff Gordon was, we're doing it. We're doing Days of Thunder 2. Of course, the first one had Nicole Kidman in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be a character that'll be revived for this one. Yeah. Robert Duvall. See, your car weighs twice as much, and your tires are twice as wide.
Do we need a sequel to this
Robin
movie?
Robin's racing! I asked Richard Petty one time how accurate Days of Thunder was as a movie for the NASCAR world, and he said, well, the cars do have four tires on them. So that's a start.
Wow.
In other sports news, the Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup last night. Second straight Stanley Cup for the team, beating the team that beat the Dallas Stars, Edmonton Oilers. And Cooper Flagg, the consensus number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft, visited the team that had the number one pick and will until they trade it to L.A., the Dallas Mavericks yesterday. So Cooper Flagg checking out the town and probably got off the plane and was like, is it always this hot?
Mm-hmm. Where's Shaboozy? Oh, okay. So remember when you were searching high and low for those pecan Snickers for your dad?
Yes,
maybe?
It was an odyssey.
Well, fear not. They are now available at a store near you and come with accessories. That would be a gold fork and knife. Sounds like a really tough undertaking, but people are being encouraged to eat said pecan Snickers with the gold fork and knife. But would you eat it in a bathtub? Because people are scarfing down tiramisu absolutely everywhere. It's trending from the car to the wheelbarrow and the loo. The trend is called a bathtub tiramisu.
I don't think RFK would be okay with that.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of,
nobody healthy.
Kraft Heinz announced they're removing all artificial food dyes from all of their products over the next 2 years. And they've already, unbeknownst to America, they switched our Folgers crystals and didn't tell us. The Kraft macaroni and cheese, they've done this about a decade ago. They used turmeric to get that familiar yellow color. Mm. But they're getting rid of all dyes. So get ready for clear ketchup.
I don't think we need to worry about
which would have been nice about three Willet floats ago.
Oh, yeah. That was...
And then a bit of a staggering story to end with. With statistical data, the month of May was the first month in human history that more people watched TV on streaming than they did on cable and networks combined.
Uh-oh.
It looks like my parents put it over the edge right there.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
They're so influencers.
And another milestone, social media has now become the main primary source of how people get their news in the United States.
That is
overtaking
fantastic.
Traditional TV channels, news, websites, and the like. Social media is where you get your news more than anyone else.
What about us?
At least you're not getting it primarily from us.
Waking Up with you, Texas, KB and Heather Lee.